This is Lancer Radio at lancerradio.org, and you're listening to Over Coffee. Dot Cannon with you, talking today about Prideios, which is a matter of 9 days away. This is an incredible family-friendly celebration. Yikes, says my guest in the studio. I'm talking to Mitch Brayman and to Chris Ramirez of San Gabriel Valley Pride. And let's explore what yikes mean, because I was going to ask you later, but I think you might need some volunteers and some help. What do you need?
Actually, that's a very good point. We are a community-based organization, we have no office, no budget, no format. It's all local people trying to put this event on. The most important, which I don't know if was really mentioned, was this is a free event to the public. People who show up will not be charged. There will be, of course, the wine that we're talking about. But to see the cars, to see the booths, to see the drag queens, and also to see the puppies. The San Gabriel Valley Humane Society will be setting up to have a pet adoption. It's a difficult event to put on just by the sheer amount of work that we do. There are lots of volunteer opportunities. It's not a show up at 9 o'clock and you're volunteering till 6. We try to put people in two-hour shifts in a capacity that they're interested in doing everything from helping the load in or load out to help monitor the gates where the car show is, and just assisting to get things done. Our website of www.sgvpride.org. There is actually a link to a volunteer sheet, and you just plug your name in, and we will contact you and hopefully get you on board to help us put this event on.
SGVPride.org. Yes. I did indeed fail to mention it's free and a very family-friendly event. I had a total blast last year. Looking forward to it again. And look for the volunteer tab on this one. Mitch, let me also ask you about donations. Last year you needed, I think, sodas donated. What do you need this year?
Money. No. Actually, in previous years, basically canned sodas or bottles of water, snack foods that could be given out to the volunteers who are actually helping. Charlie's Coffee House in South Pasadena is giving us a large carafe of coffee for our volunteers to help set up in the morning. They did that last year, and I could tell you, personal experience, that really helped.
I can imagine.
The event itself, things that could be given away at the bingo for prizes, that would be also help, because that helps keep the funds going. Because the city of Pasadena is also coming on board on sponsors, they've helped absorb some of the hard costs regarding permits and things like that. But there's still the cost of closing the street, the rental of the park, things along those lines. But as we were talking earlier, munchy food to help feed the volunteers would be a godsend.
Anybody that has, for example, a small business that might be able to do this, yes. Anybody that just wants to get out there and help and support a great event.
Okay. And of course, we are a 501c3 with full nonprofit status, and we could write you a letter saying thank you for your in-kind donation. So
definitely, once again, sgvpride.org. Check Correct. On the volunteers. I'm assuming that there's also a donate tab right there.
There is. And also, if you write info at sgvpride.org, that will go directly to our board, and we'd be able to contact you to even give you more information about the event.
info@sgvpride.org. Great. Meanwhile, Chris, I'd really love you to tell me a little bit about some of the authors. I had the pleasure of speaking with Peter Sines, who's one author who's going to be there, but who all else is there?
Yeah, the schedule actually begins at 11 with Megan Walker. She'll be reading and signing, discussing her book, God Loves You Gay. That's about her personal journey to religion. And she is an active member now of Episcopal Church, All Saints Episcopal Church here in Pasadena. At noon, we'll have Veronica Reyes reading and signing Chopper Chopper, Poetry from Bordered Lives. She is a self-described Chicana Jota poet with Arctoy books. The book is about the as she describes them, the Joteria, the Malflores, the Jotos, and the beautiful rainbow communities of East L.A. and El Paso, where she grew up. Then at 1 o'clock, we have Regina Lark reading from Psychic Debris, Crowded Closets. The book is a self-improvement book about the manifestation of a cluttered home and a cluttered workspace, and how it affects our mind and our daily living. and she works with you to overcome that. At 2 o'clock, then, we have Caitlin Reardon reading from her book, Bondage of Self. Caitlin is a transgendered woman, began life as a male, and transitioned. At the time that she transitioned, she was in operations management, had been in operations management for 25 years with Philip Morris. And she went through the change from male to female while working in that high-profile job. At 3 o'clock, we have Robin Jackson reading from Gray, which is a fiction piece. The main character, Gray Turner, is a police arrest horror novelist, and 16 taxidermied bodies are found in her basement.
Oh,
and,
goodness.
She's arrested, and Caitlin will be talking to us about that book. And then at 4 o'clock, we have Peter Sines reading from Coven of Wolves. It's a book about Devin Marshall is the main character. He's running from a coven of dark witches. New to the world of magic, Devin tries his best to outrun and outlast the coven. And so Peter will be reading from that. He was featured at Roman's recently in a reading there. And then at 5 o'clock, we have Robert Paul reading and signing Little Rainbow Comics. It's a small book with a big message. Stan, Denisha, and Zach are your all-American out and proud kids. And it's about their life experiences being young and gay and interacting with their families. So I think the Authors Forum offers quite a bit, just about every type of book that you can think of. So we encourage people to come out and participate because it is a participatory activity.
That is really neat about the kids' book especially.
Yes, yes, absolutely. We thought it was important. You know, all generations are important. And so we try to make sure that we are sensitive to that and that we include as much of the generations as we can.
Yeah, let the kids know early on that the way you're born is the way you're born. That's
right.
It.
It is what it is.
Tell me a little bit. Well, we may have to explore this when we come back. We will definitely have to explore this when we come back. But when we come back, I would like to know about both the kids' activities that you have and about a project that you have going on there called We the People that sounded pretty amazing. So you and I are listening today to Chris Ramirez and Mitch Brayman from the San Gabriel Valley Pride Organization. And they, this year, had their 2013 San Gabriel Valley Pride Festival themed Pride Ears happening on Saturday, the 28th of September. It's a free festival happening 11 o'clock in the morning till 6 p.m. at Memorial Park, right down near Memorial Station on the Gold Line. And they are inviting you to come on out, come celebrate with them, and come help them if you can, because they need volunteers and they need donations of snacks and things to keep people's strength up as they work like mad to give everybody a good time. So here, once again, is their information, info@sgvpride.org, to email them, info@sgvpride.org. You can find out more about what this is about at sgvpride.org online. And we'll be right back here on Over Coffee, a little bit closer look about what's happening for us library buffs at Pride Is on the 28th. This is LancerRadio.org.